It's the record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Only by going alone, in silence, without baggage, can one truly get into the heart of the wilderness. That's what the famous naturalist John Muir said. Sounds like John Muir would not be into his cell phone working at Mount Rainier National Park. But the Park Service wants to know what you think about it. It's a proposal to add cell service at Mount Rainier's Paradise Visitor Center. Public comment is open right now, and KUOW producer Matt Martin is with us. Hiya, Matt.
Hey, Bill.
You've been to Paradise recently. People who haven't gone might think of it as some remote, pristine wilderness. What is it actually like at Paradise?
Well, it's kind of this interesting mix of two worlds. You know, standing at the parking lot in Paradise, like Mount Rainier is just like, bam, it's right there in your face. You can, you know, you can see the cracks in the glaciers and the rocks up to the summit. And then to the south, you have the Tatoosh Mountain Range. So you're just surrounded by these snow-covered peaks. But really, like, Paradise is, you know, it's a developed visitor center. There's, you know, there's two large parking lots. And, you know, if you go on a summer weekend, good luck finding a spot. And, you know, it's crowded. It's a tourist destination. And there's a gift shop that sells postcards and Mount Rainier t-shirts. And so, you know, the views are amazing. But if you really want to get away from people and modern life, that's probably not the place to go. But I spoke with Tracy Swartout, who's the deputy superintendent of the park. And she said that, you know, most of the people who go to Paradise, they don't really venture outside of the paved trails around the parking lot.
So if the park does allow the permit for cellular coverage to be offered at Paradise, the vast majority of visitors who would be impacted by the cell coverage would not be visitors to the wilderness. They would be visitors to a developed area with all of the amenities that you might find in a lodging and dining complex anywhere. But of course, it is within a national park. And so expectations of the public vary on whether or not they should be able to get access to a telephone for any range of things.
Yes, expectations of the public vary.
Yes, they do, Bill.
You asked some people there at the visitor center what they thought about being able to use their cell phones in the park, and what did you hear?
Well, I first met with Tanya Lee from Tacoma, and she was staying at the hotel there, and I asked her what she thought about adding cell service, and she responded by raising both hands above her head and gave two big thumbs down. And then this is what she had to say.
This is about peace and tranquility. That's why we come here. We come here to get away and to unplug, not to just keep connected. We need to connect here.
To the nature.
Yep.
We need to connect to nature, but then there's also the argument that if you're in trouble, you better connect to somebody who can help you.
Yeah, I heard that too. And that's the exact argument that Jim and Naomi Winzel from Yakima made.
I suppose there's some people who think it would be desecrating the national park, but I happen to like the idea.
In case of emergencies, I think it'd be good. I mean, a lot of people come here, and if they had self-service, it would be useful in case of emergency, if they got lost, needed help.
So that's the argument for safety. And then I also came across a man named Daryl Smart, and he had just come down from climbing on the mountain, and he was loading all of his climbing equipment and skis into the back of his truck, and he was all for more connectivity. And you might think it's for safety reasons when he's up on the mountain or whatever, but Bill, you would be wrong.
Our group, we're a big deal. This is the Dawn Patrol. We are a big deal. And we have social media needs. Well, actually, they're needs of other people, but we really need to respond to our fans. So it would be very important and be able to do it in a timely fashion, to be able to have access to social media instantly while we're climbing and have fans be able to respond. I think it would just be awesome. So for us, I think it's a great idea.
Our fans need us because we're a big deal. I love the honesty of that guy.
You got to respect that honesty. Yeah. And then lastly, I spoke with Shannon Dixon, and she's a student from Jamaica who is living and working at the Paradise Inn. And so that means that she's going to be living without cell service for a couple months.
Sometimes it gets pretty boring, and it's hard to contact those in Jamaica.
What would you want to send people?
Well, pictures and faster communication to let them know how I'm doing, if I'm okay, and so on.
Do you like it here so far?
Yes, it's great.
Very different than Jamaica, I would imagine.
And Bill, I think it's important to point out that there won't be a cell tower blocking any of the views in Paradise. The proposal is to hide the equipment and antennas under the roof of the visitor center. And Tracy Swartout with the Park Service, she told me this isn't really a debate about the technology. She says there's an element of concern that cell phone users might ruin other people's experience.
Visitors tend to not want the actions of other visitors to negatively impact their visit. Whether that's using a cell phone or playing loud music or having a really loud animated conversation on the trail, people's perceptions of others' behavior certainly varies.
So whatever you think about this idea, the Park Service will be collecting public comment until July 19th.
Matt, great job collecting the debate and the mixed feelings we're having about cell service in Paradise.
Thank you, Bill.
KUOW's Matt Martin, and we're tweeting a link to where you can comment right now. We're tweeting that out at KUOW, and we want to hear from you. What do you think about adding and enhancing cell service at Mount Rainier? Email us at record@kuow.org, record@kuow.org, or leave us a message, 206-221-3663. Again, 221-3663.